This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. We're going to go right into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Ellie in New Hampshire.
Ellie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a magnolia tree that's probably 20 feet tall, and it's got these white blobs all over it, and I've kind of looked it up, and I think it might be scale.
Are they by, like, the crotches of the branching? Yeah.
At first, I thought it was bird droppings, and I was looking up, and I said, oh, it's all over the place. It's not birds, and it's hard.
Yep. So it's like almost
cement.
It's almost like a oyster shells type scale.
Uh-huh.
They have like the harder backs to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
So
definitely,
there is a product you can use to do that. It's called All Seasons Oil.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you have a 20-foot tree, so it's not that easy to just grab, like, a trigger spray and spray it all over the plant. They actually do have a, it's called Ready to Spray, or RTS. It attaches right to a hose. So you can use the pressure you have, and it will shoot directly onto the tree itself. Now, most times with the scale, they're going to be in the crotches, so it's not going to be as high up. But you're going to want to coat the whole tree with it. Okay, it's not something just, get the areas that are affected. You want to use it on all the different areas. So that can be actually applied at any time. It's a dormant oil. It's a mineral oil, so it's organic. So it's not, it's not terrible to use.
Wait, I've used it on other things, but I didn't know. Where does this come from?
Where does, the product or the...
No, the scale.
So it could just be a secondary hose. Maybe there was something weak, or maybe it's just all the rain we had in the fall, reproducing of insects all over. It could have come from another plant in the area. Scales, usually you'll see a lot of times on like a holly or evergreens.
Okay.
Maybe take a look at those plants as well, so you're not just spraying the magnolia when it's started somewhere else. So
when do we do this?
You could probably do it in the next couple weeks when it's, let's take a look at the temperature where it's not going to go heavy freezing. Where it's going to get real cold overnight. There is, you can do some of it during the summer. You can do it all year. They named it All Seasons Oil, so you can use it at all seasons. It's actually one of the ones where some people even recommend using for different beetles and leaf rollers. It also has some fungicide-like abilities in it. They can do some black spot and powdery mildew on there. So that could be used for... It's multiple different things that it's used.
Should we do it before it blooms?
you can do it before it blooms. But so one of the suggestions, and this is with any type of insecticide you spray, organic or non-organic, I like to either do it early in the morning or once at the end of the night when it's the sun's starting to go down. Main reason for that, and I always look at it, even with something like this, is it protects the bees more.
Oh,
even though
right.
It's organic, if a bee's flying around, you're spraying them with oil, it's going to affect them maybe a little bit. You know, it's organic, and it's safe to do, to spray, but I like to just
right.
wait.
Can't breathe through that.
Right? You know, they say it's organic and all those types of things, but, you know, I like to just be extra safe. And I know right. that if I spray when the sun goes down, the majority, if not 100% of the bees have gone back to the hive because they need
right.
the light to be out there. So if you have flowers on it, the bees are more likely to be there, or if they're starting to pollinate. So that's when you think about it afterwards. And what it also does is it allows it to dry into the plant all night until the next morning. So it's just a safer practice. I just like to be safe when I do it. Even organic products all the time. I just, you know, bees are very important to everything that has to do with flowers. And
absolutely.
Anything you can do to help protect them would be better. So that's
Another bush that we can plant to attract the bees.
You want to attract bees to the yard?
Oh, yeah. We've got azaleas and bee balm. And,
yeah, those are definitely some good ones with the bee balm and the azaleas. I'm trying to think what else you can do. Anything that's got some nice color to it like that, that's going to have some nice flowers. Black-eyed Susan is one. That's a real good one.
Yep.
Lilacs are incredible for it. Coneflower, which is a nice, they come in all different colors. It's not just like a purple. They have whites, pinks, reds, etc. Just trying to think here what else we got. Lavenders, we'll do some. But those are a lot of...
Good luck with lavender.
Okay. You could try butterfly bush. Butterfly bush is a good one to do in there. Butterfly bush is a real good one to have because it has some different flowers, and it's a shrub versus a lot of the ones that do are perennials. You know, it can do a lot of roses. Different roses will do that.
Yep.
You know, a lot of colorful flowers will do well, like lemon, like yellows and deep oranges help with that. Sunflowers, obviously, for later in the season would be a really good one. So just a few there. But bringing those in and maybe using some native species in the area will help pollinate better for you. I believe it's either June or I think it's June is pollinator month. You can see at a lot of garden centers some information more about pollinators and what plants do that. So take a look at that for that to come out. There's some options out there for you, but like I said, I like to spray at night with anything just so the bees aren't affected. You want to keep them around.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you
appreciate
so much for the phone call.
Okay. Good job you're doing.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Nathan, we got anybody on the line?
Yeah, Chris in New Hampshire.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good, big fan of the show. I have mature sugar maple.
Okay.
In my yard, and I've had it. I have a few. I had one pruned with a guy using the spikes to get up and down the trees. And this was a couple of years ago, and I haven't really seen any. Adverse effect from the spikes. Do you think that's a short-term or long-term any damage to the
I don't think so. I don't think it's an issue to have somebody climb like that to get up there, especially with a mature tree like that. So I think you should be fine without an issue. It was a common practice for many years. So I don't see it being a problem. What's the reason behind that you're wondering? I'm trying to, maybe I can help a little bit more.
I just wanted a practical way to prune it successfully.
Gotcha. So some of the easiest ways is, depending upon how big it is, if it's accessible, getting a company that has a boom truck or somebody who can free climb it without the spikes. Those are the easiest ways. For you, if some of the lower branches, you might be able to prune out some of the side. But it's hard to get onto the top parts of it without something that's going to get you up there. They have what's called an orchard ladder. That you could use. They become expensive. They're not that two-sided ladder. There are one side has a ladder on it, and the other side has a pole, and that helps you get up into the trees. They're used mostly. They're used to prune. So that might be the easiest way to get in there yourself to prune. What you want to look at is cross branches. Anything that's stuck on each other. Anything that's kind of rubbing like that. So that's. That's some of the ideas to look at behind it, make it maybe a little bit easier.
Terrific. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Chris, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Same to you.
Bye. Thank you. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Jerry in Massachusetts.
Jerry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I have a problem with one of my Japanese maples. It's a vertical one. And I transplanted it 2 years ago, and it did very well in this new location. And it's planted, like, sort of among two yews and a cypress, and there's an open area in between the three of them. This last summer did fine. We had a lot of rain. And then in the fall, I noticed some of the leaves on the lower branches were dying, and I don't know what to think of it. I thought it was the frost, but, you know, I went out there just the other day, and I just tested the branch. I put my fingernail into it. It wasn't green. It was dead. And I could feel the branches were all brittle. And I said, what did I do to that tree? I mean, why did it die? Because it had a May apple growing at the base of it. You know, when I transplanted, there were maples around, May apples around it. And the May apple was growing till September. And usually they die off in the spring. I don't know what happened to it. I'm like, really? Really miserable about it because it's a beautiful, it's a Tropenberg, and I have another one, and it's very, very healthy, just down the house from the, you know, the first position. I'm wondering whether it was the, it was so happy there in the sun and amongst the bushes that it was too warm for it, and when the frost came, it just killed it because it couldn't acclimate.
Now, it could, because what happened was is we had a frost early, and then we had some warm weather, then we had a frost again.
Yeah.
Now, what I would suggest doing is taking a look and see how far that brown goes back on the maple when you scratch the bark, if it goes all the way to the trunk, etc.
No, it does. It does. I did it. I did a few places to scratch the bark. And, you know, the only thing is maybe way down the trunk, but you know, I can't tell if that trunk is alive or not, but there's one little 2-inch branch that's coming right above the ground, and you know, it has a little purple, a reddish purple bud on it, like my healthy tree. And
yep.
I said, Jesus, what did you dive back to the ground? I mean, Christ, now I'll have to wait another 5 years for it to grow up to be 7 feet again.
Now, so you've looked all over. None of the plant itself has any of those small, like, buds on it right now?
Yeah, the buds are there, but they're not like the other trees. The other trees are nice, bright, red, purple, and they're, you know, they're tiny, but they're nice and full, and you can see them. They're very pretty, even though they're tiny. But on this tree, oh, that color isn't there. They just look gray and dead.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
And it's the second year. It was doing so well. And, you know, during the summer, I would poke my hand in the mulch to see if it was damp underneath an inch or 2 inches down.
Yep.
It was always damp because we got so much rain.
Yeah, no, and I understand that. So it could be a number of things. Maybe it needs a little bit of fertilizer this spring. I don't know if it's completely dead at this point, if it's still got some of those buds. Maybe some of it has died back with the shock of some of the cold weather that we had, and then warm weather, then cold weather, then warm weather.
I remember the fall was very late. The growing season was very late. But when the cold came, it was quite strong, you know.
And it really was. And the thing about Japanese maples and maples in general is maples tend to hold their leaves the longest out of all deciduous trees and shrubs.
How about the oaks?
Well, so the oaks are the number one, but a maple is right behind it. And you'll see that the leaves are on there for so long that it can affect it that way. I wouldn't say that there's no hope for it. What I'd like to see you do is this spring, when the ground starts to really thaw, take a look and see if more of it has, you know, come back a little bit. It might just look odd at this point, just based on the weather. You can also look at some of the branching. Some of the branching that you know is dead, you can usually see it on the inside of the plant, has that really light gray color to it,
yeah,
almost like dried out. Get rid of some of the dried out spots from it to help promote new growth around it. And then you're going to want to use, you could use like tree tone from a Spoma or a holly tone to use in the soil, because it does like a little bit of acidic soil. Make sure, you know, is it a well-drained area?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, the ewes, you know, what are they, taxus, whatever?
Yep.
There's two taxus. They're about 3 or 4 feet away from it. But they've been there for like 30 or 40 years. I mean, those are like water suckers. They, you know what I mean? But, you know, we had a lot of rain, so I don't think it dried out. I really don't.
It might have done the opposite and created a boggy-type situation underneath it and affected it that way. If you want, I'm about to go to a break. If you want to hang tight, I can give you more information on the other side of the break.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Starting earlier than ever, it seems, the Democratic race for the presidential nomination in 2020 is underway. And yesterday in Lawrence, Massachusetts, Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren formally announced her bid for the White House and told the crowd,
"I'm not taking a dime of PAC money in this campaign."
And Warren's Democratic Senate colleague from New Jersey, Cory Booker, addressed audiences yesterday in the early caucus state of Iowa.
People working now full-time jobs and not being able to raise their families. But undergirding all of this is an American spirit that we must call to again. It's the spirit of not just my personal story, but our story.
Thousands of teachers in Denver are planning to go on strike tomorrow after negotiations broke off last evening. And this is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody, and I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Jerry about his Japanese maple and what could have happened. Now, to be honest, I'm thinking what could have happened was too much water. Japanese maples don't like wet feet. They don't like to be soaked to the, you know, to the core, and that could be what happened.
The hose lies right under it. Like, I have the whole hose lined up, and every so often I look at it and say, "Do you need water?" And then I douse it with some water. picking the soil, you know.
I hear you. And with all the rain that we had, you could have seen some of that. And sometimes what it'll...
And it had a heavy mulch, too.
Okay. So, suggestion for you with that is, with some of that mulch, maybe pull it away from the trunk a little bit. Give it a couple inches away, so it has some breathing room. Where the flare of the Japanese maple is, you want that exposed to the air a little bit. So maybe pull some away from it. Cut down on some of the watering that you do here and there. Don't let it dry out completely, but you want it to have it like a not wet feet, because what can happen is what's called a Phytophthora root rot, and what that does is it starts to rot the roots itself and kills it that way from underneath all the way up.
Everything around that tree, I had like some ivy growing near there, or some Pachysandra, and not ivy, Pachysandra, it's that little blue flower, a vine that grows along the ground. Comes in blue or white.
It's periwinkle. Yes.
I had that. And I tell you, when it dries out there, the periwinkle always lets me know because it all curls up and everything.
Yeah.
But that never happened last summer. But, you know, the first year it did so well. I was so proud of it. And I don't know. I thought it behaved the same way. But the second year, Jesus, I mean, it was right It happened right before the frost, I noticed. I noticed that the leaves started, like, drying up, and they didn't look right. The other one was magnificent. It kept its leaves till mid-November. It was beautiful in color. The color was extraordinary, and then it slowly dropped its leaves. But it wasn't nude, naked, till the end of the month.
Yep. I mean, it could be a number of things. Like I said, maybe it's too much water. Maybe it's allowing it to breathe a little bit around the trunk. Maybe it, you know, I'd take a look at fertilizing it this spring, maybe with an all-purpose, like a 10-10-10 to give it a little bit more. Or maybe like a 5-10-5. The 5-10-5, that middle number is a high phosphorus that helps develop more root growth. Maybe it'll help do that.
You know, my soil here is so rich. Oh, I'm a extremist as far as putting down mulches and compost and rotted
yep.
leaves and everything. I have a foot of topsoil here, so I don't really think it's the soil. But, I mean, if the thing dies, what do you think I should plant in there? Because I don't want to get a big tree in there, but I said I wanted something really vertical and really choice so you would notice it because it's near the house. But I'm looking around, and I says, if I spend a lot of money on a tree, what if the same thing happens, though, you know?
Yeah.
Then I was thinking, why don't I put a weed tree in there? Like, I consider a Coosa dogwood to be a weed tree because on my property, they sprout everywhere. They come out of the pavement. They grow here. They grow there. And I throw them in pots every so often just to have an extra tree grown in the pot. So I have an extra one grown in the backyard, and I thought, I'll just throw it in there and see how that tree responds to that.
Yep.
area.
I mean, that's not a bad idea to be putting something like that that's already, you know, already grows well in the area.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be completely away from having another Japanese maple there myself. I think it had a lot to do with conditions, with the amount of rain, because the past few years we haven't had as much rain as we have or as often. Usually have a very dry season during the summer.
Yeah.
And trees kind of, you know, will dry out, and, you know, even established trees will actually start to dry out a little bit in the past few years. Whereas this year there was so much water, it could have something to do with it. You know, that being said, you know, I still think a fertilization would help it. It's just each year those nutrients, they should be going through the soil completely. They will dissipate in there and won't be there any longer. So having something for the spring might just give it a little something because it was weak. I was also thinking one of the reasons why with it maybe was affected being a little bit more wet is the root system was a little bit, even though you transplanted it, it was a younger root system. So that the root system, that, you know, they consider it when it's young, maybe a little bit weaker. So maybe with the amount of water, it was more susceptible for like a root rot versus something that had been there for a long period of time.
I banged into that tree. I remember going behind it because I wanted to rip out this little oak seedling that was growing. I went in there and I backed up into the tree and I heard a little snap, but I think it was one of the branches. But then I said, oh my God, I hope I didn't hurt it. You know what I mean? But
yep.
I banged into it. And you know what? Months later, the damn thing started dying on me. I didn't fall on the tree. I just backed up into it.
I mean, that could be something. Take a look and see if there's any exposed, like, cracks on the sides. Maybe
no,
towards
there aren't.
The...
No. I did look over it carefully. I mean, the central stalk is very solid, and I looked to see if there was a crack or anything. But if there was anything that happened to it, it was really up at the top of the tree. One of the branches, I think, got a little broke or something, but that was it. The bottom was fine, you know?
Okay. Well, you know, see what you can do. But like I said, I do think some sort of fertilizer is going to help it. Pruning back at this point in time would actually be your best. You don't want to wait until spring when it's the sap and not the sap, but everything's flowing through the plant easier. You want to, if you can get rid of some of the dead right now, that would be good. But as far as some examples of trees, if you're looking for something maybe upright, try a columnar liquid amber. It has really cool, like, star-like leaves, and it's very thin, a couple inches.
Is that a maple?
It looks like a maple, but it's not.
What is it?
It's a liquid amber tree is the variety.
An amber? Really?
Liquid amber. They have them in columnar shapes. I think it's just something you don't see out there.
I mean, you say liquid amber. That sounds like the color, but not the type of the tree. Is it a maple?
No, it's not a maple. That's the variety it is. It is called a liquid amber.
Really? I've never heard of one.
You might also...
Where would I get one?
You can get it at a local garden center. It's also called a sweet gum.
Oh, sweet gum.
I'm sorry. I'm going by the genus here, the scientific name.
Sweet gum. But, you know, sweet gums, they get to be like 100 feet tall.
Some do, but this columnar variety of it, it's a strict columnar that gets about 2 to 3 feet wide.
Oh.
And will go, and it'll be like a showstopper versus having something different. Yeah. That's why I like it. You could also, I like to have, there's also like a columnar, like oak, columnar maples. It just different looks to them. It's not your typical tree.
Right.
So, and maybe those would just give you a little bit, especially on the side of a house. You said it's close to the house. You don't want to get it too close to the house after it shoots out its branches. So maybe those would be some ideas. You also were looking for something upright. I like to use, I like Zelkovas. That's one of my favorite upright type trees with that vase shape to it, but it's going to get too big for you.
Yeah.
But these are just some examples of what you could use.
Do you know that Tropenberg maple I'm talking about? You know Tropenberg. I mean, that's one of the varieties that does very well here in New England.
Yep. Again, I'm not sure if it has anything to do with the amount of rain that we had, because most Japanese maples don't like wet feet. So I'm thinking that could be part of it.
It might have been wet feet, because maybe the type of mulch I put in there, it retained the water, and over time it just developed some sort of a root rot, you know, because it never really dried out because of the thick mulch in there.
Exactly, and that's why I was kind of thinking if you maybe just double check, and I know you... you know, are really intricate in what you do on the garden there. Pull some of the mulch away from of the trunk if it's close to it, to allow it to breathe a little bit, and that helps with that. If the soil is like very clay filled, maybe I don't know. Maybe
no
it's not.
Yet. No.
You know, you could. You know, if it puddles up at any time, you could always use a gypsum to break down some of that. You know, there's a number of things to do, but I think you still have some hope in it. But if, like I said, if you're going to do any pruning, you're going to want to do it sooner rather than later. You don't want at the beginning of the season for it to be actively growing. You want it to be,
I would be happy as heck if it was growing. I think I would go nuts. I'd be so happy. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Oh man, I love that tree. Oh wow.
But I'd take a look at, how tall is it right now?
It's 7 feet.
And so you know,
but
you could still
vertical.
With
it's very yep. very tight.
So
very
with
tight
a
and vertical.
With a ladder, you could get to the top of it. So you can kind of go and see all that, and kind of get rid of any of the cross branches, any of the branches that are laying on top of each other, and see if that helps it. I really think cutting it back a little bit might shock the tree a little bit into coming back. But those few things you can try out to see what you can do to get it going again.
Listen, thank you so much. You've been very, very helpful, and I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you for the phone call. I'm glad we could help, and I enjoyed talking with you as well.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so it's just about 15 minutes more. But if you're looking for some different things to be using, you know, think of different shapes of trees and shrubs when they're in the yard. You know, not just your regular bush type form. Maybe you can get some columnar trees like I was talking about. Columnar shrubs, maybe like a columnar boxwood. Just to have that different look to it so it's not all just round. So that might be a nice way to break things up in the garden. So take a look at that. Do a little bit of research. This is the perfect time to be doing that. You have some time, free time, and you can actually, go to your garden center, ask some questions. Now, like I said, we'll be here for a little bit longer. We'll do everything we can to help you out. Give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's Easy Dose cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in four varieties: indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid. For all your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. And if you can't get to us, go to paulparent.com. Our website there at the bottom, you can contact us at... I believe our email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com, or you can go on Facebook at facebook.com/paulpgardenclub and like us on there, and you can get some more information all during the week. Again, 855-660-4261.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees. And it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt, at peaceaboveall.net. For additional information, please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Jillian in Mass.
Jillian, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a couple of questions. I'm in a very shady property. I've really difficulty growing grass. I do use the dense grass seed, and I overseed every year. And I'm wondering if I can use the weeding seed or the 4-in-1 when I'm overseeding.
So depending upon the product you use, I wouldn't use it. I'd look more for something that has a seed starter fertilizer with a crabgrass control. The weed and feed doesn't work until the weeds are actively growing. And the weed and feed usually doesn't have the middle number that you're looking for. Middle number you want is something higher. Usually a lot of times 15, 18, or 22, something like that, to really get the seed started the way you want it to.
Well, I use the dense grass seed. I haven't seen the one you mentioned this morning before, but I'll look for it. I think it was Shady Nook.
Yes.
And I will look for that, but I'm only overseeding, and I do have I have patches of moss as well.
Okay.
That come in.
So I think you have a little bit of an issue with the soil underneath it, and that's what's causing mm-hmm. you not to be able to get the grass to grow. It's not just mm-hmm. the shady area. So with moss in there, that means you have some clay in the soil because it holds right. the water. And you don't want that water to sit there. So like I said that earlier today, the product called Love Your Soil, is a pelletized gypsum, but it has sulfur in it, which actually helps break down clay-filled soils. Now, with that area that you have, you could actually use the product at 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. They have the bag that they have is 5,000 square feet, or they also have a smaller one, maybe does 3,000. For like if you do it at the 6 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So you want to use it at twice the rate. And it'll even say that on the back of the bag of the rate that you want to do. And so it's called Love Your Soil. What that does is it'll break up the clay underneath it, allow not only the water to go through, any of the fertilizers that you've been putting on for the past couple of years might be kind of stuck in that soil because of it. The clay will hold nutrients in there as well. It's basically... What it's doing is it's creating that barrier, kind of like the crabgrass preventer does to seed. This is creating a barrier to the nutrients that you're putting into it.
So I have a very small, really small lawn. I would say it's under 1,500 square feet.
Okay. So,
some of it's good. Some of it comes in okay, but most of it is very sparse. It is shady. And then I have on the edges the moss.
Yep. So the good thing about you actually can buy a regular size bag for this lawn. Say it's 1,000 square feet. You need to use that product, Love Your Soil, 3 times this season. And you, so you might actually just one bag will do the season for you. But what that's really going to do is it's going to help condition the soil a little bit more, break down all that clay, and allow any of the fertilizer, like that weed and feed that you put down, to go towards the grass seed versus just sitting there. And so I think it's going to be beneficial for you. You know, you can use the same thing with pelletized gypsum, but pelletized gypsum is not as fast acting. That Love Your Soil has some sulfur in it, which allows it to break down. What you'll notice is after you've done this in 6 week intervals, your lawn will start to grow less sporadic. It'll be fuller. It'll be all over the place versus before, because that shade and that liquid is really going to hurt it.
So where would I get this? I have not seen this in garden. Places.
Where are you in Massachusetts?
I'm in Osterville.
Osterville? So the Mahoney's in Osterville? I know for a fact they'll have Love Your Soil. You can definitely go in there and get it. It's they have all the Jonathan Green products, but this Love Your Soil is just a really good product for it.
Great. And I also have one more question. Do you have time?
I don't. What I want you to do is just hang tight for me. I'm going to close up the show. Hang tight and I'll answer off air, okay?
Oh, okay. That'd be great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jillian, for the call.
Okay,
our phone number for next... Thank you. Our phone number for next week is 855-660-4261. As usual, go out there, be good to each other, plant something.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.